Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, as airs with our recipe of the week. And Sydney joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me on this slightly rainy and cold week.
Yeah, we've had some dark days, my goodness. But, well, it looks like we're actually getting some snow back in this weekend. So, ironically, snow in January. Who would have thought?
Exactly. It seems kind of out of the norm right now.
All right. Well, it's our recipe of the week time. What do you have for us this week?
Yeah, well, you know what? Since we've had such rainy cold weather this week, this week's recipe is sure to warm you up over the weekend. It's called hearty beef minestrone soup.
Okay, I don't think we've had a soup for a while on our recipe of the week. Sounds great, Sydney. Take it away.
Yeah, so minestrone soup is a really simple soup to make, but it's packed with flavor and fiber from all of the veggies and also from the addition of beans as well. And that's great if you're looking to maybe lower your cholesterol or improve your digestion or maybe manage your blood sugar levels as well. So to make this recipe, first you're going to cook 1 pound of lean ground beef in a large pot over medium-high heat. Then you're going to stir in 1 can of diced tomatoes, 1 cup each of chopped onion, celery, green pepper, cabbage, potatoes, carrots, and then you're going to put in a few bay leaves, about 6 cups of water and 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, and you're going to bring that to a boil. Then reduce your heat to low and simmer that for about an hour. And finally, you're going to stir in 1 can of kidney beans and 1/2 cup of macaroni. Cover that and simmer for a final 30 minutes until your veggies are soft and your pasta is tender. Then ladle it into bowls and sprinkle with some Parmesan cheese if you would like. And this recipe makes about 14 cups of soup, so it's a really great recipe to be able to freeze. So you can pull it out on busy weeknights or for work and school lunches.
It sounds terrific. I'm warming up just hearing about it. Hearty beef minestrone soup. And Sydney, how wonderful is homemade soup?
Absolutely. I think, you know, soup is one of those things that it can be so simple to make. It's great because it's limited dishes. You're cooking everything in one pot. And you truly can throw in whatever you like. And most of the time, it's going to turn out to taste pretty tasty. So soup is one of my favorite types of recipes.
And Sydney, maybe you can be entering that next time for the Soups On event with the Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. That was last Saturday, the Soups On event. There were so many great soups. So I think you've got your entry in for next year.
You know what? I think that sounds like a great idea, Jamie. I'm going to have to keep that in the back of my mind.
There you go. We'll have the recipe of the week, of course, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystraffordnow.com. And do check out Sydney Brennan's Facebook page. Lots of great stuff there, information, including New Year's resolutions. And Sydney, can we touch on just a couple of them? One talking about trying to plan those weeknight dinners per week.
Absolutely. So, you know, something that I do with all of my clients is set realistic and attainable goals. And, you know, sometimes that can look like maybe just aiming to cook, you know, 1 to 3 meals a week at home. That is a wonderful goal if you want to kind of set some New Year's resolutions for yourself. So it doesn't have to be an all or nothing sort of a thing. It's really those, you know, small steps that are the most sustainable long term. So you're kind of thinking about, you know, maybe you'd like to make some changes to your lifestyle and your nutrition habits. Feel free to reach out to me. You can find all my contact information on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at there.
And one more, Sydney, finding a form of movement you enjoy. I like that one.
Yes, you know, I think when it comes to movement and exercise, the really, again, the best way to have that sustainable change is to find something you truly enjoy, because that is the motivation that you need, as opposed to, you know, doing it because you have to or you think that you should. So maybe that's rollerblading, maybe it's skating, maybe it's just taking a walk around the block, but, you know, finding one that you enjoy, that is really key.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, is there with all of the information. Sydney, your plans for the weekend?
You know what, Jamie? It is my grandma's 86th birthday today, so we are going over there to celebrate.
Oh, wonderful. What's her name?
Her name is Elva.
Elva. Well, wish Elva all the best from us here.
Thank you so much. I'm sure she will very much appreciate that.
There you go. Well, that's wonderful. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, is there with our recipe of the week. Thanks so much, Sydney, and enjoy.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Have a great weekend, everyone, and stay warm.